Good afternoon, and welcome to the Rough Life Podcast, the R-U-F-F Life, where we are talking about self-care for Black women, and today we want to talk about walking and cooking, okay? Taking a long walk is therapeutic. It is not only good for your body, it is also good for your mind and spirit. When we make space to take a walk for an extended period, we're choosing ourselves. We're selecting to improve our physical fitness as well as find internal peace. Walking is a low-pressure form of exercise. We can walk as fast or as slow as we want and still achieve a great workout. There is power in walking. With each step, we heal the pain that comes with the experience of being a Black woman. With each stride, we harness the strength that lives within us to make a difference in our community. Hence, adding a long walk to your self-care toolbox is a must. Begin your journey by deciding what you will listen to on your walk. Select your favorite album or playlist, or choose an episode of a podcast, The Rough Life is available, that you like, or an audiobook. Decide your route and estimate your time. The best long walks are at least an hour. My goodness. Be safe and go when the sun is out, making sure you're back home before sunset. Now, let me tell y'all this. We're in Central America. It's hot right now. And so I would say go in the shade, go in the early morning or the late afternoon. Otherwise, it won't be good for you and nobody else. So the best long walks are at least an hour. Be safe and go when the sun is out, making sure you're back home before sunset. Consider picking a destination with a purpose. So be intentional about where you're going to walk and come back from. Be intentional. Like walking to the store to buy a bottle of water or a snack. After a long walk, you will be euphoric. You will feel accomplished and have an elevated mood because of the endorphins released from your physical and radical self-care journey. The day's worries will be left outside where you strolled on without them. So basically, keep it moving. Keep it moving. I think that she's talking about being in the sun so you can get that vitamin D. You know, that vitamin D make you feel good, you walking and all that. But you got to be careful where you live at because it could be a little too hot. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So going on a long walk, that's what she's advising us to do. And I do that sometimes, but y'all, whole hour? Okay, anyway, you know, I'm just saying, do what you can, all right? So we're talking about cooking. Cooking is the perfect addition to our self-care routine. So put away the McDonald's money and step into the kitchen. Ooh, I know some of y'all mad already. Start by looking up the recipe for your favorite meal. Make sure you have all the ingredients on hand. If not, take a trip to the grocery store for your necessities. Grab the kitchenware you'll need, pots, pans, cutting boards, knives, spoons, measuring utensils, etc. Turn on some music and begin to cook. Follow or stray from the recipe of choice as much as you like. That's you cooking. Get lost in the sauce and enjoy the process of cooking. After you're done preparing your favorite meal, you will feel calm. The stress that was living in your body no longer resides within. And focusing on what you were cooking allowed your mind to enter a meditative state and forget your anxieties for radical self-care. You will also feel accomplished because you get to enjoy the final product, a dish you made. When society drains us of all our energy and we're tired of things like being the spokesperson for Black people in our environment, cooking provides us with a space to decompress. Preparing a meal is not just an activity we regularly do to nourish our body. It's how we effectively combat stress. Come on now. I like that. The benefits of cooking include releasing body tension, boosting mood, sharpening brain skills, and increasing self-confidence. It also ignites creativity and nourish our bodies with good food. And the best way to enhance these benefits, come on, cook something you love. Bon appetit. So we're talking about going on a long walk and cooking your favorite meal. These are two things that you can do to combat anxiety and stress. And at the end of the day, you feel better and because you've exercised and you ate something good. Okay? So listen, we don't want to prolong this. You know what I'm saying? But do what you got to do. But I'm going to say this before I get off. I was halfway into this podcast and I was visited by a fly. Now, some folks don't know how I feel about flies, but let me tell you, they are some of the nastiest little things that I have encountered, okay? And so I literally had to stop and kill that fly. And y'all know I found him. I found him. You know they don't live long anyway. I found that fly, and I put that fly to bed. He or she is gone, okay? And I can, you know, breathe better and everything. I needed to do that. I needed to do that. But again, that's neither here nor there. I just don't do flies, y'all, okay? I don't want to get off topic, okay? We want to exercise and we want to eat something good. And I know both of these things can be tough for some people. But listen, walk as far as you think you can. Take baby steps, okay? Do a little exercise. Whatever you can do, you just need to do that. And see if you can get outside and do a little bit. Do your exercise or your stretching outside, you know? But I know for a fact that exercising reduces your stress and increases your endorphins. So that's an absolute must on a daily. Listen, when I was in the military, we hated to get up in the morning. But after we did that run and we didn't cry, you know, the first half mile, we were ready to eat, ready to get dressed. We were pumped up, had that adrenaline, you know. So that's what that does. So make yourself do this or put a timer so you don't forget to do this. But do some exercise. Get your long walk on or just get a walk on and then eat something good afterwards. You know what I mean? And see how that makes you feel. I guarantee you. You'll feel better having done those two things, these two things, okay? Anyway, as I always say, don't go around hurting anyone, not even yourself. Come on, let's get on this self-care journey, baby, and get our walking on, get our eating on, and let us help. I want to help you feel better. Come on, let's do this. Let's do it together, because y'all know I'm out here trying to do my best, okay? But do what you got to do. And don't hurt nobody, not even yourself. This is Miss Ruff signing out for The Ruff Life. Peace.